This is the 2024 third quarter earnings release from Shift4 Payments. They just dropped their numbers. And let me tell you, things are looking pretty interesting for this payment processing powerhouse.
Interesting is an understatement.
Okay.
What we're seeing here
Yeah.
is a company hitting on all cylinders,
Right.
record-breaking performance across the board.
Okay, so before we get lost in a sea of numbers,
Right.
can you give us the big picture?
Yeah.
What are the headline-grabbing takeaways from this report?
Imagine every single person in California
Okay.
buying not one, but two brand new Teslas.
Wow.
That's roughly the equivalent of the $43.5 billion that flowed through Shift4's systems this quarter.
Okay.
That's a 56% jump year over year,
Wow.
which is pretty remarkable in such a competitive landscape.
Okay, that definitely puts things in perspective.
Yeah.
So it's not just growth, it's massive growth.
Massive growth.
What's fueling these impressive numbers?
Well, they're killing it in their core market, hospitality.
Right.
They're not just signing deals with any hotels either.
Right.
They're going after the big fish.
Okay.
Think KSL
Yeah.
Resorts, which includes properties like Blue Mountain,
Yeah.
Camelback Deer Valley, and even the Hawaiian Outrigger brands.
Wow.
And they snagged a contract with a major Las Vegas casino operator,
Nice.
though they're keeping the name under wraps for now.
Oh, mysterious. Okay,
Good.
so they're becoming the go-to payment solution for some of the biggest names in hospitality.
Absolutely.
But the report also mentioned something about expanding beyond their comfort zone. What's the story there?
You're right. They're not content with just dominating one sector.
Right.
Shift4 is making some strategic moves to expand into new verticals.
Yes.
They've scored some major wins in sports, entertainment, and ticketing.
Interesting.
We're talking about deals with over 10 stadiums this quarter,
Wow.
including big names like the American Airlines Center, Jacksonville Jaguars, and the Washington Capitals. They're even making waves in the global e-commerce space.
So they're venturing beyond hotels and casinos,
Yep.
stepping into arenas and even online shopping carts.
That's right.
It seems like a pretty bold move.
It is.
Is it paying off?
From the looks of it, absolutely.
Okay.
This calculated risk-taking seems to be part of a bigger strategy to diversify their revenue streams
Right.
and not be reliant on any one sector.
Smart.
And speaking of strategic moves,
Yes.
let's talk about their acquisition of GiveX.
Yes, the GiveX deal. There was quite a buzz around that.
Yeah.
Can you break down why this acquisition is so significant for Shift4?
It's a game changer.
Okay.
Not just because GiveX brings in over 130,000 new customers,
Right.
but think about the sheer volume of transactions.
Yeah.
We're talking a potential $300 billion
Oh.
flowing through their platform.
That's incredible.
That's like adding the entire GDP of a small country to their portfolio.
Yeah.
And it's not just about adding customers. They're getting their hands on a best-in-class gift and loyalty platform.
So they're not just buying a customer list, they're buying a whole new capability that they can then offer to their existing client base.
Exactly.
Talk about a smart way to expand your product offerings and stay ahead of the competition.
Exactly. They're building a powerful ecosystem where each acquisition fuels the growth of the others.
It's brilliant.
It's like they're playing a game of chess, always thinking several moves ahead.
Love it. And while we're on the topic of impressive growth,
Right.
we can't forget about their cloud-based restaurant POS platform, SkyTab.
SkyTab.
Yeah, I remember seeing a ton of hype around that when it launched. How's it performing now that it's out in the wild?
It's safe to say SkyTab continues to be a success story for Shift4.
Okay.
They've seen over 55,000 installations since its beta launch
Wow.
and are projecting another 35,000 installations just in 2024.
That's wild.
That's like equipping a mid-sized city with brand new cutting-edge restaurant tech in just one year.
That's amazing.
And it's not just a domestic phenomenon.
Right.
SkyTab is now making its way internationally,
Okay.
with production ramping up in the UK and Ireland.
So they're replicating their success in new markets. It's clear that SkyTab is a key driver of their growth,
Absolutely.
both at home and abroad. But this all sounds almost too good to be true.
Right.
Are there any cracks in this seemingly perfect facade?
Well, no company is completely immune to challenges.
Right.
And even with all this success,
Yeah.
Shift4 isn't operating in a vacuum.
Okay.
One thing they've highlighted in the report
Yeah.
is a softening in consumer spending,
Okay.
especially in the restaurant sector.
That makes sense. With everything going on in the economy,
Yeah.
people are probably being a bit more cautious about dining out.
Yeah, I think so.
How big of a concern is this for Shift 4, given that restaurants have been a significant part of their growth story?
It's definitely something they're keeping a close eye on, and rightfully so, but that's also where their strategic push for diversification comes into play.
Okay.
By expanding into new verticals and offering a wider range of products and services.
Right.
They're less reliant on any single sector.
I see.
It's like building a stronger foundation for their business.
Yeah.
So they're not as vulnerable to fluctuations in any one area.
So they're not just sitting back and hoping for the best.
Right.
They're actively taking steps to mitigate potential risks. That's reassuring to hear.
Absolutely. And on top of that, they're not shying away from acknowledging areas where they need to improve.
Okay.
For example, they've admitted to a gap in their global e-commerce ranking compared to competitors.
Interesting. So even with all this success, they're still identifying areas where they can do better.
Exactly. They're not resting on their laurels.
So what are they doing to address that?
They're actively working on improving their global e-commerce standing,
okay,
which might involve investing more in technology, forming strategic partnerships, or even exploring acquisitions.
So they're always looking for ways to improve and grow. That's impressive.
It's this constant drive to innovate and stay ahead of the curve that makes them so fascinating to watch.
Speaking of watching, I noticed in the shareholder letter that Shift 4 plans to host an investor day in early 2025.
Oh, yeah.
That's got to be a pretty big deal, right?
Oh, absolutely.
What can we expect from that?
Well, it's a strategic move.
Okay.
That signals a few things. First, they're confident enough in their performance and future prospects to open themselves up to more scrutiny from investors.
Makes sense.
Second, it's a chance to tell their story.
Okay.
Showcase their technology and strategy and paint a clearer picture of their long-term vision.
Right.
And finally, it creates a platform to address any concerns head on.
Okay.
And build even stronger relationships with their investors.
So it sounds like it'll be a must-attend event for anyone interested in the future of payments.
Definitely. And we'll be sure to break it all down for you right here on the Deep Dive when the time comes.
Perfect.
But before we get too ahead of ourselves.
Yeah.
There's still plenty to unpack from this third quarter report.
You're right. We've covered a lot of ground, but we've only just scratched the surface.
Yeah, we have.
Let's take a deeper dive into the financial performance of Shift 4 in part two of this episode.
Sounds good.
Stay tuned.
Welcome back to our deep dive into Shift 4 Payments' third quarter 2024 earnings.
All right.
We've explored their record-breaking performance and ambitious expansion strategy.
Yes, we have.
Now let's roll up our sleeves and dive into the heart of their financials.
All right, time to crunch some numbers.
Yeah.
But honestly, sometimes financial reports can feel like reading a foreign language.
I know what you mean.
Can you help us decode what's really going on beneath the surface of these figures?
Absolutely. Let's start with the big one.
Okay.
End-to-end payment volume.
Okay.
Shift 4 processed a staggering $43.5 billion.
Wow.
A 56% increase year over year.
Okay.
But here's what's even more interesting.
Okay, but listening.
They're not just attracting more customers.
Right.
They're moving up market.
Interesting.
Their average merchant size based on volume is a whopping 163% larger than it was back in 2022.
So they're not just going for quantity. They're attracting bigger, more sophisticated clients.
Exactly.
That's a pretty savvy move.
It is.
But bigger clients usually mean more complex needs.
Right.
Did they manage to keep their revenue and profitability in line with this volume growth?
They did indeed.
Okay, good to hear.
Their gross profit shot up by 48% year over year.
Okay.
Reaching $253.2 million.
Nice.
Even more impressive is their gross revenue less network fees.
Okay.
Or GRLNF for short.
GRLNF, got it.
Think of it as the revenue they keep after paying out the costs associated with processing payments.
Right, so their net revenue, essentially.
Yeah, you could say that this key metric jumped by 50%, hitting $365.1 million.
Okay, so they're growing their top line, the total revenue coming in significantly.
Yeah.
And they're doing it while maintaining a healthy margin.
Exactly.
Meaning they're keeping a good chunk of that revenue as profit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's talk about the bottom line.
All right.
What kind of net income and EBITDA did they post?
Okay.
And for those of us who aren't financial wizards, can you explain what EBITDA actually tells us?
Sure. EBITDA stands for earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization.
Okay.
It's a way to gauge a company's core operating profitability, stripping away some of the financial complexities.
So it gives us a clearer picture of their actual earnings from their operations.
Exactly. In Q3 2024, Shift4 posted a net income of $72.2 million and a record-breaking adjusted EBITDA of $187.4 million.
That's impressive.
With a robust 51% margin.
Okay, so for every dollar of revenue they generate, they're keeping 51 cents as pure profit.
That's a simplified way to put it, yes.
And that's before taking into account things like interest and taxes, right?
Exactly.
That's a pretty remarkable achievement.
It is.
What's the secret sauce behind this profitability?
Well,
is it just their focus on high growth sectors like hospitality and sports entertainment?
That's definitely playing a major role.
Okay.
But they're also incredibly strategic about extracting value from their acquisitions.
Right, like GiveX.
Remember that funnel topper deal we talked about earlier?
Yes, the GiveX acquisition.
The GiveX acquisition. Well, that's a perfect example of their playbook.
Right. They scooped up 130,000 premium customers with a potential volume of $300 billion.
A lot of potential there.
But how does that translate into actual profits?
They've got a system.
Okay, I'm all ears.
They bring in these high-value customers through acquisitions and then focus on cross-selling.
Yeah.
So they're not just selling payment processing anymore.
Yeah.
They're introducing these new customers to their entire suite of products.
Like SkyTab.
Like SkyTab and the newly acquired gift and loyalty platform from GiveX.
So smart.
It's a brilliant way to leverage their existing infrastructure and expertise to generate even more revenue from each customer.
It's like they're creating this interconnected web where each acquisition strengthens the whole network.
Exactly. And it seems to be working.
It really does. What kind of payback periods are they seeing on these acquisitions?
They're seeing incredibly attractive payback periods, under 18 months.
That's amazing.
This means they're recouping their investment and starting to see real profits from these acquisitions.
Wow.
In less than a year and a half.
That's incredible.
And remember, they're still in the process of integrating recent acquisitions like Revel and Vectron.
Right.
Which means there's even more potential for synergies and cross-selling opportunities down the road.
So they're not just buying companies. They're weaving them into their existing operations and creating something even bigger and more valuable.
That's the strategy.
That's brilliant. Let's shift gears and talk about SkyTab, the star performer you mentioned earlier.
Okay.
What's the financial impact of its success?
SkyTab is a major growth engine, particularly in their restaurant segment.
Okay.
With over 55,000 installations since its launch.
Yeah.
It's generating substantial revenue from both subscriptions and hardware sales.
So the double win.
And remember their international push.
Mm-hmm.
Well, expanding SkyTab into markets like the UK and Ireland is not just about geographic diversity. It's about tapping into new revenue streams.
I see.
It's like planting seeds in fertile ground and watching them grow into a global network of loyal customers.
So SkyTab is not just a cool product. It's a financial powerhouse for Shift4.
Absolutely.
Speaking of financials, did they update their guidance for the rest of the year based on this strong performance?
They did.
Yeah, tell me more.
They've tightened their volume range, which means they're even more confident in their projections.
That's a good sign.
And they've raised the midpoint of their Q4 guidance for both GRLNF and EBITDA.
So they're expecting even better results than they initially projected.
Yes, they're signaling that they expect to finish the year strong.
Okay.
Despite some of the macroeconomic headwinds we've been hearing about.
That confidence is definitely encouraging. What's fueling this optimism?
Well, for one, their contracted volume backlog has swelled to a whopping $33 billion.
Wow, that's like having a giant reservoir of future revenue.
Almost guaranteed to flow into their coffers.
It shows that they're not just winning deals, they're locking in long-term commitments from their clients.
Exactly. And they're not just relying on past success.
Right.
They're actively streamlining their operations and investing in technology to boost efficiency and profitability.
So they're not just sitting back and enjoying the ride. They're actively working to make things even better.
That's right. They've even got these intriguing projects with cool names like Project Phoenix.
Project Phoenix sounds intense.
And Mission Control.
Interesting.
That are all about leveraging technology to optimize their operations and manage risk more effectively.
So they're constantly innovating, finding ways to do things better and smarter. Is there any particular area within their financials that stands out to you as particularly noteworthy?
Their focus on generating strong free cash flow is remarkable.
Go ahead.
They've maintained an impressive adjusted free cash flow conversion rate of over 58% this year.
All right, so they're converting over half of their profits into actual cash.
Yes. This means they're converting a significant portion of their profits into actual cash they can use.
Okay.
And this cash flow gives them the flexibility to reinvest in growth, pursue those strategic acquisitions we talked about,
Right.
and even consider share buybacks, all of which can create long-term value for their investors.
So it's like they're building a financial fortress with a solid foundation and ample resources to weather any storm. But no fortress is complete without a strong balance sheet. How healthy is their financial position overall?
Their balance sheet is definitely a point of strength.
Okay, that's good to hear.
They've been diligently building up their cash reserves, ending the quarter with $1.4 billion
No.
in cash and cash equivalents.
Okay.
And they recently raised another $1.1 billion
Jeez.
through senior notes, adding even more fuel to their financial fire.
So they're not short on cash, that's for sure.
This gives them incredible firepower to pursue their ambitious growth plans,
Yeah.
whether it's organic expansion or strategic acquisitions.
So they're well positioned to capitalize on opportunities as they arise. But I noticed they also took on some new debt. How does that factor into their overall financial health?
Yes, their long-term debt has increased to $2.8 billion,
Okay.
largely due to that new debt issuance.
Right.
It's a bit of a balancing act.
Yeah, I can see that.
They've got a strong cash position, but they're also utilizing debt strategically to fuel their growth.
It'll be interesting to see how they manage this debt and their capital structure moving forward,
Absolutely.
especially as they continue to make acquisitions. So it's like they're playing a high-stakes game of financial chess,
Yeah, you could say that.
making calculated moves to position themselves for long-term success. But even the best chess players need to adapt to their opponent's moves. So let's shift our focus to the bigger picture. What are some of the broader industry trends and potential challenges that could impact Shift4's future? Join us for the final part of our deep dive, where we'll explore the exciting and ever-evolving landscape of the payments industry. Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We've explored Shift4's stellar performance, their strategic acquisitions, and their rock-solid financials. But as we all know, no company operates in a vacuum. So let's zoom out and look at the bigger picture. What's happening in the payments industry as a whole, and how does Shift4 fit into this evolving landscape?
That's a great question, because understanding the broader context is key to evaluating any company's long-term prospects. And let me tell you, the payments industry is anything but static. It's
Yeah.
constantly evolving with new technologies, new players, and new consumer behaviors emerging all the time.
So what are some of the major trends shaping the payments landscape right now? What should we be paying attention to?
Well, one of the most obvious trends is the rise of mobile payments.
Okay.
People are increasingly comfortable using their smartphones and other devices to make purchases, and this is only going to accelerate.
Makes sense.
Then there's the growing adoption of contactless technologies, driven in part by the pandemic.
Right.
People want a seamless, touch-free experience, whether they're tapping their card or using their phone to pay. And we're seeing a huge demand for integrated payment solutions, especially in sectors like hospitality and sports entertainment.
Right, because businesses don't want to be juggling multiple systems and providers. They want a one-stop shop for all their payment needs.
Exactly.
So how is Shift4 positioning itself to capitalize on these trends?
They're actually doing a great job of riding this wave of change. Their focus on specific verticals like hospitality and sports entertainment gives them a real advantage. They understand the unique needs of these industries, and they're building solutions that are deeply integrated into their workflows.
I see.
For example, their extensive network of software integrations in the hospitality space is a major differentiator. It makes it much harder for competitors to replicate what they're doing.
So it's not just about offering payment processing, it's about becoming an indispensable partner to these businesses.
Exactly. They're weaving themselves into the very fabric of these industries.
Okay.
And their strategic acquisitions are also playing a key role. By acquiring companies like Vivix, they're not just expanding their customer base, they're adding valuable capabilities like gift and loyalty programs, which are becoming increasingly important in the payments world.
It's like they're building a payments empire brick by brick.
But this industry is getting pretty crowded, right? There are so many new players popping up all the time. How is Shift4 differentiating itself from the competition? It's definitely a competitive landscape with everyone from traditional payment processors to fintech startups to tech giants vying for a piece of the pie.
Yeah, it seems like a tough market to stand out in.
It is, but Shift4 has a few key advantages.
Okay, let's hear them.
First, their vertical focus allows them to develop deep expertise and relationships in specific industries. They're not trying to be everything to everyone. They're being the best at what they do.
Makes sense.
Second, their aggressive acquisition strategy is giving them a significant edge in terms of scale and capabilities. They're growing much faster than many of their competitors.
That's impressive.
And third, they're investing heavily in innovation, particularly in areas like cloud-based solutions and data analytics.
So they're staying ahead of the curve, anticipating the future needs of their clients. Now, we've talked a lot about their domestic success, but they're also making moves internationally. How does their global expansion factor into their future prospects?
Their international expansion is a crucial part of their growth story. They're being very strategic about it, following their existing customers into new markets and leveraging acquisitions like Vectron in Germany to expand their footprint. This global presence not only diversifies their revenue streams, it also opens up huge new markets with enormous potential for growth.
It's like planting seeds all over the world, creating a global network of interconnected businesses.
Yeah.
But going global also comes with its own set of challenges, right?
Yeah.
Different regulations, different cultures, different competitive landscapes.
Yeah.
How are they navigating these complexities?
You're absolutely right. It's not as simple as just setting up shop in a new country.
Yeah, I imagine it gets pretty complicated.
It does. They have to adapt to different regulatory environments, understand the nuances of local markets, and build relationships with key players in each region.
So it's a whole new ballgame.
It is. But so far, their track record suggests they're doing a pretty good job of it. They're taking a measured approach, learning from their experiences, and building a solid foundation for long-term success.
So they're not just rushing in blindly. They're being thoughtful and strategic about their global expansion. Now let's talk about something that's on everyone's mind these days, the economy. We've already touched on the softening consumer spending in the restaurant sector, which is a concern for Shift4. But what are some of the broader macroeconomic trends that could impact their performance?
The global economic outlook is definitely a factor to consider. Things like inflation, interest rates, and overall economic growth can have a significant impact on consumer spending, which in turn affects payment volumes.
Right.
If people are feeling less confident about the economy, they might cut back on discretionary spending, especially in areas like hospitality and entertainment, which are key markets for Shift4.
So they're not immune to the ups and downs of the economy, but it sounds like they're taking steps to mitigate these risks.
Exactly. Their push for diversification is a smart move. By expanding into new verticals and offering a wider range of products and services, they're less exposed to fluctuations in any one particular area. They're also leveraging technology and data analytics to gain a deeper understanding of consumer behavior and market trends, which allows them to adapt more quickly to changing conditions.
So they're using data to make smarter decisions and stay ahead of the curve. As we wrap up this deep dive, I'm curious to hear your thoughts on the big picture. What are some of the biggest challenges and opportunities you see for Shift4 in the coming years?
Competition is going to continue to be a major challenge. The payments industry is attracting a lot of attention and investment, so Shift4 will need to constantly innovate and find ways to differentiate itself. They'll also need to navigate the evolving regulatory landscape, particularly in areas like data privacy and security. These are complex issues that require careful attention and a proactive approach.
That's true.
But on the opportunity side, their continued international expansion is incredibly exciting. They've only just scratched the surface of the global payments market. Imagine the potential if they can replicate their success in new regions like Asia or Latin America. And their push into new verticals like sports, entertainment, and ticketing is also a huge opportunity. These are large, growing markets that are ripe for disruption, and Shift4 is well-positioned to capitalize on that.
It sounds like they have a lot of potential for growth, but they also have their work cut out for them.
That's the nature of business, especially in a dynamic industry like payments. But they have a strong track record, a talented team, and a clear vision for the future. They've shown a remarkable ability to adapt and innovate, so I'm optimistic about their chances of success.
Well, there you have it. A deep dive into Shift4 Payments. A company that's riding the wave of change in the payments industry. We've explored their impressive performance, their strategic moves, their financial strength, and the broader industry trends that are shaping their future. They're a company to watch, a company that's pushing the boundaries of what's possible in payments.
We've covered a lot of ground today, but this is just the beginning of the story. The payments industry is constantly evolving, so stay tuned for more deep dives as we explore the companies and trends that are shaping the future of commerce.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We hope you found it informative and insightful. And as always, we encourage you to keep learning, keep questioning, and keep diving deep into the world of knowledge.